All right. I literally think about Kevin Hart every time I say that. But let's dive into it. Welcome to the Model Counselor Podcast. I am your host, Aubrey Ebony. Today is Saturday, June 29th of 2019. I want to start off by saying I am so sorry for being away for the past couple of weeks. Between relocating to Atlanta from Florida again, you know, I've been a little busy. I had a random trip out to New York for work. And then when I got back, I've been feeling, you know, these weird feelings of like tired and fatigue and emptiness. It's really weird. You know, from a clinical standpoint, I would say I was experiencing depressive symptoms. But I'm now getting back in a groove of things. I'm now pushing through. And, you know, I got through that little weird phase by getting out of the house. Let me tell you, it is so easy to stay in the house. It's not hard at all, especially if you have a comfortable bed. And I just got a new Lowell mattress. And so my Lowell mattress has definitely given me a reason to stay in bed. But that also didn't help me to feel better. And so it was getting out and my friends really recognizing that, you know, I haven't really been myself. I haven't really been as social, as active. And so I am back. So with that being said, I'm going to skip to the reason of doing this particular podcast. This episode of the Model Counselor Podcast by your host, Aubrey Ebony, who is me, I'm going to talk about Sports Illustrated and the journey to become a Sports Illustrated model. And that is a journey that myself, along with hundreds, maybe even thousands of other girls are on right now, is the desire to become a Sports Illustrated model. Now, my particular journey with Sports Illustrated, which if you saw my video on social media, then you'll kind of get a very short explanation of my experience with trying to become an SI model, started in 2017. And this particular journey happened very randomly. I was living with my roommate at the time in Orlando, Florida. And I, you know, my roommate was like, "Hey, have you seen all the Sports Illustrated submission videos?" I was like, "No, actually, I haven't seen any of that. What's going on?" And so my roommate showed me kind of everything that was going on, all the different girls that were submitting. And I was like, "I should do a video." And my roommate at the time, he is or was a videographer, a great videographer, Ari Perez. Thank you so much for everything you've done for me. But he filmed a quick little interview outside of our apartment and mashed it in with some clips we had shot at the beach, you know, a couple of months prior. This is again in 2017. So I did this video. He put it together. I posted it up, and I did not expect to get the reviews. I didn't expect to get the attention. I didn't expect to get the reactions that I did from posting this particular video. Now, my Sports Illustrated submission video can be found if you just Google Aubrey Ebony SI, and they will have different links that will connect you to the video. But I did this particular video because I chose to go natural. And I was, you know, one of those people that was ashamed of my natural hair texture. I was ashamed of my, you know, how I looked with my hair. I felt like I looked nappy. I felt like being nappy was a problem, you know. And it got to a point where when I did that video, I was like, this isn't me. This hair isn't me. Like, this is taking away from who I am. And so then I took off my wig in the video and talked about self-acceptance and self-love. And for me, that's what the year 2017 was all about, was self-acceptance, self-love, you know, loving myself for who I am, you know, my skin, my hair, you know, wearing less makeup, just kind of being comfortable with being me, because that is so important. Being comfortable being yourself is one of the most challenging things that we face as human beings, in my personal opinion. You know, because you have these different facets. When you're at work, you can't really be yourself unless you work in an environment where you can express yourself. But that's not always, you know, the case. Or, you know, if you are with your friends, like, you have a friend version of you. When you're at home, you have a home version of you. You know, you have all these different versions of you. But under all of those layers, underneath the Aubrey Ebony, underneath the, you know, Bree Williams, underneath all these people, is just the one person that I want to be. And that one person looks the same across the boards, and that is accepting, you know, the color of my skin and how I love the melanated pigmentation of my chocolate skin. but it took me a while to get there because, you know, we weren't, as a darker woman, I wasn't always viewed as attractive. My hair was always nappy. I've always worn weaves. And so self-acceptance for me was such a big thing. Anyway, that was a very long spew to talk about how my 2017 video was inspired. That's what it was inspired by. So I submitted this video probably in like April, maybe April. I'm not sure. I would have to go back. And I just posted it to the gram, to Instagram. And, you know, to my surprise, like I said, I got great reactions. You know, I will never forget that Jason Derulo commented on my video, and he said, "Beautifully you." And I was like, oh, I love Jason Derulo. Oh, my God. And I do. I totally love Jason Derulo. So he commented on the video. I got a lot of good feedback, you know, from other women who wear wigs or other women who have, you know, insecurities with their hair about how, hey, you know what? Like, that's what my hair looks like too. I'm going to start rocking it. Like, oh yeah, I have alopecia. You know, I've had some people who checked out my page let me know that they have alopecia and they wear wigs and how their lack of hair makes them insecure. I myself struggle with a very mild version of alopecia. So I understood, you know, where a lot of these people were coming from. And so to be able to empower women, you know, with just a video of taking my wig off as a social media presence, it was great. It felt good. But that's beside the point. Not really beside the point. It felt good, and that's important. But even you know, what came of more of a shock than the Jason Derulo comment was the fact that, you know, maybe a week later, I had gotten a DM from Sports Illustrated saying that, hey, you know, we would love to see you in New York. And they asked for my information, and that's how the very first SI swimsuit casting happened for me. I posted my video. I got great responses. I had a great amount of views for my following at that time, before the crazy algorithm changes. And Sports Illustrated noticed the video. They reposted it on their page and sent me a DM and invited me out to New York. Now, when I found this out, I was sitting at home with my roommate, and, you know, I was literally in tears about how I can't believe Sports Illustrated is giving me a chance. Like, wow, like, out of everybody they could have invited, they invited me. And, you know, I felt so proud. I felt so happy. You know, I felt so confident, you know, and those are the kind of things you want to feel. That's what happens. That's the feeling you get when you're booked for something awesome, is you get this feeling of confidence. You get this feeling of pride. And that is what I had. I had this very strong, I could do anything. I am powerful. I am beautiful. You know, feeling. And for me, that was validated by the Sports Illustrated acceptance to their open call. They had 5,000 submissions in 2017, and I was one of 35 of 5,000 women chosen to attend the casting in New York. Now, I was so excited. I sent this to all my professors. I was still in class at the time. And I literally couldn't believe it. I literally couldn't believe it. And I was in Costa Rica during the time, the couple of days right before the shoot, so I had to fly from Costa Rica back or out to New York for the casting. And I was really excited. All my friends were really excited for me, or my friends at that time, because you have to be very careful with who you call your friend in the modeling industry, because people, or in the world period, but I find that in the modeling industry, it's harder for me to find and form genuine connections with women who are top models or have higher statuses. So at the time, my friends were really excited for me, and they were really pumping me up, preparing me, telling me what I need to do, because I, you know, had been fairly new to modeling. This is my second year modeling in 2017. And so, yeah, I flew out from Costa Rica to New York City. And I got to my hotel, I twisted my hair, I prepped my little outfit, which is what I wear on my day-to-day life, some jeans and a crop top and some heels, and I prepared. So the next morning I woke up, I drank some tea because I'm not a coffee drinker, I untwisted my hair, which my hair did well in New York in the summertime because it's not humid, so my afro was able to stay large and in charge, and I was totally here for it. So I then call, I think a cab, I think I got in a cab. And I told them where to go for the Sports Illustrated casting because I had gotten an email with that information. I arrived a couple minutes late to the casting, but that was okay because they had so many women. And I go in and I meet my friend Serena Nowick, who is a big time model now at this point. I think she's Germany's Next Top Model. She's a model with Guess, Good American Jeans, Khloe Kardashian. She's a gorgeous girl. Please look her up. Serena Nowick. Nowick. So I met up with her. We were talking. We hugged. And she's like, are you ready? Are you ready for this? And, you know, we all had to fill out a form with some information, our name, social media handles, why you want to be a Sports Illustrated model, you know, some things that describe you. And, yeah, so I fill out this paper, and I give it to the appropriate people. They had Polaroid cameras there, and we were able to all take cool little Polaroids. And it was awesome because I have some great memories with great people. In fact, my particular group of women I casted with included Olivia Jordan, who is Miss USA 2015, the Mitch Fitz, which is Desi Mitchison, and Kayla Fitzgerald on Instagram there. They have a great social media presence. They're a cute little duo. Jessica Audie in 2017, who is now a part of the 2019 rookie category. Who else? Camille Kostick, who is on the cover now of SI. Tabria Majors, she's a great model. Look into Tabria Majors. But we were all in this room and really excited, and they call us back for interviews one by one. So when it was my turn to go back, I literally was like freaking out, like high anxiety, like in tears, and just like, internally just exploding. I got in front of MJ, I got in front of Darcy, I got in front of Joe, I got in front of Janine, you know, and I was just feeling so excited and blessed to be in this interview. We only had, I think, 3 minutes maybe 5 minutes to interview with them. So I sit down with big smiles in my hair, I had put on makeup and my outfit, and like so excited to talk to them. And they were asking me about myself, and I told them how I was in school to be a marriage counselor, and how, you know, like I just started rocking my natural hair, and you know how this kind of inspired me to be natural and to accept myself. And you know, they loved the story. They mentioned they loved my hair. They told me that I reminded them of Ebony Davis, who had been a rookie I think 2 years prior, and they just made me feel amazing. They talked about how, you know, they want their women to be smart, and they want their women to be, you know, like smart and pretty, essentially, and how I was, you know, embodying kind of some of the things they talked about, and I was really excited. You know, I really thought that this was my chance, and you know, I was tearing up. I told them how Jason Derulo liked my liked my video and left a comment, and they were freaking out about it, and they were like, oh, I love Jason Derulo too, and you know, it was just great. It was a great feeling. You know, it was honestly indescribable to be in something like that. And the entire interview was recorded, and I couldn't be any happier at that moment, let me tell you. So the interview was up, and I gave handshakes, maybe a hug, because I'm a hugger, and my time was up. So after that, I hung out with Serena and Kate. Kate is also who I hung out with after the interviews, and we just felt on top of the world, literally on top of the world. And so we go to Catch in New York, and on the way up, Chris Rock literally stopped, looked at me, and like shakes my hand, and he's like, I'm Chris Rock, nice to meet you. And I'm like, hey, I'm Aubrey Ebony, you know, nice to meet you too. And that is how I met Chris Rock. And so, you know, I went upstairs with my two friends after that introduction, and they were like, why didn't you go hang out with Chris Rock? And I was like, and do what? Like, what would I do? What? Me? No, come on. So we went to Catch, and we had a couple of drinks, and we were with some models that are now just really great models. I forget both of their names, but at this time they hadn't hit their peak yet, but now, you know, they've hit a huge peak. I used to follow them on social media, I no longer. But it just, you know, it was an amazing feeling. So we all leave New York, and we all go back to our places, and we talk, and we get excited. Actually met Kate and Serena in LA not too far after, and we hung out a little bit, had some fun as like this little trio, this mixture of flavors that was involved in the SI casting, and that was awesome. Me and Kate headed to a Maxim party in LA and had some fun. I feel like that's the same year I met Jamie Foxx. I don't remember, because I would have met him at that party also. Fast forward. We had to wait after the casting in order to hear, you know, back about whether or not you had been chosen. And so some weeks went by, and they went from 35 submissions to 15. And I did not make it to top 15. And I was extremely destroyed. I was extremely depressed, extremely upset, extremely insecure. And it's, you know, it's fair for me to feel that way. You know, you have the right to feel how you feel after you don't get booked for something or after something doesn't happen for you. Just remember that for whatever it is that you didn't make it the first time, you can always try again. And that was my thought process. But at the time, I couldn't formulate that thought. I was really just sad that I didn't make it to the top 15. And so, you know, I ended up sending them an email like, hey, you know, I just want to make sure you guys didn't forget me. Like, I'm still here. And I told them how I wanted to fight for it and how I really want to be an SI model and how it's so much more than just, you know, calling yourself a Sports Illustrated model. Though it is a great, iconic magazine, you know, for me, being a Sports Illustrated model meant so much more. And I, you know, I thought that at some point they had mixed me up with another girl who they said did a rap recital or like a rap performance in her video. They actually mentioned that during my casting when I met with them. And I was like, no, you know, I'm the girl that took her wig off. Like, I'm not the girl that was rapping. And so, you know, at some point I was like, hey, did they mistake me for someone else? Like, I was really convinced that like, you know, they had mixed me up with another woman. And I was like, all right, well, it's cool. This just isn't my time. That's fine. But during the time of you know, being chosen for the casting and up until the moment when I found out I didn't get picked to move on to the next round, my life felt great. You know, I was able to meet amazing people. I did good things. I did a couple of red carpets. You know, it's really exciting to do that kind of stuff. Like, it feels phenomenal. You feel like a celebrity, you know, and it's interesting because you have an idea of what you think you would be like as a celebrity. I literally don't even know fully, you know, what I would be like. I was new to the red carpet. You know, I was fairly, really awkward in high school. So to be on a red carpet in a dress, I think I got it from like Want My Look or something, was insane. And people recognizing my name, people recognizing who I am. Oh, she's a part of the SI casting. It was literally a high. You know, I had went to a basketball game and, you know, I got to sit and sneak a pic with the Falcons mascot on like just about court seats, floor seats, however you say it. But it was such a great feeling. You know, I had people that were rooting for me. I felt so much love and support. You know, I was supporting everyone, and that felt amazing. That's what I loved about that, you know, is the fact that you get support, you're able to give support, you reach people you would have never reached, you know, had this opportunity not happen. You meet people you would have never met, you know, had this opportunity never happen. And it's literally amazing. Like, I can't even begin to describe to you what I felt. You know, the close bonds that I had with the girls during the competition was phenomenal. You know, it's great to have that kind of energy. But once I received that email saying thank you, you know, you're amazing, you were still 35 out of 5,000, that's still something to be very proud of. I was extremely distraught. And then shortly after that, I had a couple of other things just go wrong in my life. And I really felt like, I just felt terrible, you know, and it all started with really wanting something and not getting it. And so that was 2017 for me. You know, it was up, it was down, but it happened. You know, I was recognized by Sports Illustrated. It was phenomenal. So the next time was 2018, last year, in which they were casting for 2019, this year, last year. Are you following me? And so they have an open casting in Miami. Oh my gosh, the open casting in Miami, I've never been to a casting like that. I cast all the time. I've been to large castings, quote unquote, but nothing like the Sports Illustrated open call casting. When I tell you, there were models there that are gorgeous, you know, 5'9", 5'10", 5'11", thin with like these great bodies. You know, you have Russians, you have beautiful like Caribbean island women, you have, you know, gorgeous blondes, you have some beautiful dark skinned women, you know, some karma women, some natural hair. I seen like influencers, I saw travel influencers, I saw, you know, just Instagram models. I saw such a variety of women at this particular casting. But the casting started, I think, at 8 o'clock, maybe 9 o'clock. Me and my friend Charlene had gotten there at like 5 o'clock. 5 a.m. is when I wanted to be in that line because I knew it was just going to be intense. And so in 2018, last summer, during their casting, you fill out a piece of paper. Oh, and this is also when I met Mia, because Mia is a beautiful, amazing woman who's actually now in the process or going to the next round of Sports Illustrated from their SI On Location event. They picked a couple of women to come back to the open casting in July, Mia being one of them. And I met Mia last year in the 2018 casting. So they, you know, you get a number, you fill out a form, you type in some information, and you sit in this room, and they call you up by your number. And so I get in front of Janine, and I had, you know, met Janine the previous year. And so when I sat with Janine, she was like, "You look so familiar." I was like, "Yeah, you know, I was top 35. She's like, "That's right. Like, I feel like I've seen your face somewhere else." And at this point, I'd had a couple of billboards for the Cream of Nature ad that made me, you know, really out there in terms of my image. They've had plenty of bus stops and billboards and different magazines and a lot of, you know, print advertising. And so, you know, that could be somewhere where she had seen my face, and I told her that. She had asked me what else I had been up to, and I told her about school and how I graduated that year. Actually, probably, I maybe had just recently graduated at that casting. But I told her that I had just recently graduated, and I was really excited about that. And I remember because I submitted a video last year, too, and I talked about how I graduated with my master's in marriage, couple, and family counseling from Stetson University. Go Hatters. And, yeah. The video didn't get picked up, so I went to open casting, and that's where we are now. Let me unbacktrack. So back to where I'm sitting with Janine. And we talk, and we talk, and we go back and forth for 3 minutes. I think, again, you only have a solid 3 minutes. And after the time, you know, she thanked me, and I shook her hand, and I got up, and that's it. And, you know, I didn't know what was going to happen next, but I saw a couple of girls get really excited, and I was like, "Why are they so excited?" And they were like, "Oh, we got picked to go to the next round." I'm like, "Well, how do you know?" She's like, "Oh, somebody stopped me." So apparently, at the casting, you are signaled, or someone is signaled to come and grab you if you are chosen to move on to the next round. That was 2018, last summer at the open casting. I pretty much found out then I didn't make it, unfortunately, but that's okay. One of my other friends had made it, Zeta Morrison, and then actually they cut her as well. Another girl from my agency here in Atlanta had made it, but they cut her as well. So the Sweet 16 last summer is what they call it. They gathered from the big, huge open casting that probably had like 10,000 girls there. And it's hard to pick, you know, just 16, but they definitely managed to do it. I believe they had a very diverse crowd, and I think Veronica is one of them. Jessica Audi, who I met in the very first SI casting, was there as well. And a couple of other girls. I know there's Rain, and I believe she is Brett Michaels' daughter. Wella, I met her at the SI On Location event as well. She's amazing. And some other girls. So they picked the 16, and then from 16, I believe they may have went to 6. I wish I knew the exact number, but they cut a bunch. And so that was a 2018 casting for me. I went prepared super early. I got there at 5 a.m. I picked my hair out. It's Miami, so my hair did a lot different than in New York. I'd be prepared for that. Natural ladies or people who have problems with humidity with their hair. I got there extremely early. The lines are going to be insanely long. You're going to have agency girls, Instagram girls. You're going to have normal girls. You're going to have new moms. You're going to have mature women, plus size women, you know, thin, average. You're going to get a variety of women, you know, so make sure that you are as comfortable and as happy with yourself at that moment, because you would hate to be in a position of comparing yourself to the next model, because that is what happens when you're in a room full of gorgeously beautiful women, you know, that look different than you, and a variety, you know, a variety of gorgeous women as well. Got there at 5 a.m. It probably took me 3 hours to get the whole complete process done. That's fine, because the casting didn't even start till, I feel like, maybe 8, maybe 7. But either way, I got there at least 3 hours early. I forget the exact time it started. I wore like some jeans and a crop top, and I had my afro picked out, very light natural makeup. I wore my contacts because I am blind. And yeah, that was a 2018 casting. Ba, ba, ba. 2019, which is this current year, the year that we are in, the year that you are currently living. 2019 was a huge bummer for me because of this. I really thought I had it this year. I really thought I had the Sports Illustrated 2020. I thought I was really going to be this girl because of a variety of factors. One, I try to be a great presence online to anyone who sees me. You know, I try to represent myself, and not even just represent, like I try to just be a good person. I try to help as many people as I can. I try to keep my image together. You know, physically, I try to keep my health in order. My hair is going to be up and down with the alopecia, but for the most part, I try to keep my hair healthy. I had graduated school, so I had that intelligence I thought they were looking for. You know, I'm black, so I'm like, okay, this is the diversity they're looking for. You know, the dark skin Afro girl, because I haven't seen that. And I was like, all right, this is it. Like, this is it. And they had Ayanna Fairbanks, who is natural. She's just a little bit shorter of a natural than me and a little bit lighter in complexion. So I really thought that this year was my year, especially because Janine had recognized me in 2018 and from being chosen in 2017. I thought that this was my year. So 2019, Sports Illustrated hosts their first SI on location event. At this event, there are panel speakers. MJ's there, Tyra was there, SI models were there to sign, you know, the magazines. You get a free magazine. There's beverages, there's some snacks. I think there were snacks. Yes. I don't know. Maybe not. But they definitely had some beverages there. And so I got to the SI on location event early, so that way I can cast early. And I was trying to debate whether or not I wanted to listen to the panelists or stay in line to get the casting done. Well, luckily for me, I met some amazing women. Actually, two of the women that I met moved on from the round that I didn't make it to. But you'll hear that, obviously, in the podcast going forward. They held my spot while I listened to MJ speak, while I listened to Janine and Joe and Darcy, you know, speak. And they were talking about how they want women to be more than just models. They want women to have goals and businesses. They want women to go to school. They want all of these things. And I was like, holy nuts. Like, I really have it in the back this year. I'm like, everything that they're talking about, they want. You know, I do the Model Counselor podcast. I host my workshops. I meet with girls individually. I support girls. I uplift them. I am here, you know, for a lot of women that want to be models, even for some guys that want to be models. And I was like, this is it. I'm like, I have exactly what they're looking for. Education. I have the personality, did I say presentation already? If I did, all right. The education. I have, you know, my outreach. I have so many things. I'm like, this is it. I'm done with school. Like, I have nothing that's stopping me from coming to a casting, from doing anything. I am open, and like, I was getting more fit, so I was making sure my body was in order. Like, I was ready. I was like, this is my time. And so I left the panel, and I got back in line, and the girls asked me, like, hey, what happened? And I told them, we go forward, we get in line, and it is now my time to go in front of the judges. Now, mind you, I had a bag, because I had just came from Atlanta, so I had my travel bag with me. And I sit in front of Janine, Barbara. I feel like Joe may have been there. And there was one other model. I was really excited. I actually started word vomiting, which I should have gotten in control. But I was just like, hi. They're like, you look familiar. You're top 15, right? I was like, no, top 35. I didn't make it to 15, but I'm here trying again. And they asked me what's going on. Barbara asked me about Atlanta. Again, you only get 3 minutes of time, so you have to make the time worth it. And I talk really fast sometimes, especially when I know there's a time limit. And I told them about how, you know, SI influenced me or encouraged me to accept my hair, and how I've been doing these workshops and helping women, and, you know, how I finished school, and I'm all about education, which all of these things are valid. None of the things that I say are fake. I try to be very true to who I am and what I'm representing. And so I was saying all this in a three-minute time frame, and my 3 minutes are up, and Janine is like, all right, well, you know, time's up. So it's like, all right, no problem. So I shake Janine's hand, and I get up, and I go. I feel really confident and really excited. again, there's a piece of paper you have to fill out prior to seeing them, and they have that paper when you leave so they know who you are, for those who are going to have that question. And so after I left, I go and I meet a couple of the other girls that were in line, and they were like, some of them were excited, and I'm like, what, you guys are so excited, like, what's going on? It's like, oh, I got picked to be in the casting. I was like, how do you know? She's like, oh, because somebody stopped me, similar to last summer, and told me that I am, you know, able to move forward in the next round. And I was like, huh, that doesn't sound right, because I'm about the same height as some of the other girls that were picked. Like, you know, I try to keep my skin clear. You know, I thought I had really similar to what the girls around me who were getting picked had. Morally, I thought my morals aligned with exactly what MJ was saying she wanted. I thought my hobbies and my interests lied exactly where MJ and the rest of the team said that they wanted. And I was like, I don't understand why I didn't get picked. So me and another really cute girl that I met at the casting who also didn't get picked was like, yo, like, what's up? Like, this doesn't make sense. Like, and actually one of the other African-American models that I had met there, Queen, you know, she's like, are you kidding me? They didn't pick you? And I'm like, no, like, I'm not kidding. And I start bursting in tears. And she's like, you have a wristband. I'm like, this is a wristband I got to get inside of the building. And she's like, they didn't pick you? And, you know, it was just really, like, it hurt. It hurt. Because I didn't understand what I could do different. I didn't understand how I could be somebody else. Like, how I could fit what you're looking for any more than what I feel like I already do. You know? And so me and one of the other models that were there, we snuck past security, got back in line, and I was like, I went to Joe and one other person, and then another model, and like intervened during the time, or interjected, whichever is the correct word. And I was like, listen, what am I doing wrong? Why is it that, you know, I'm not able to move to the next round? I'm like, what can I do different? And they were like, it's not anything you can do different. Like, you know, there's no set requirement. There are no check, you know, boxes to check to decide whether or not to make you a Sports Illustrated model. I was like, okay, then what is it? I'm like, is it my hair? Like, is it not big enough? And I started doubting myself, literally in front of them, literally crying and doubting myself, my image, my appearance, my confidence, you know, and I'm wanting someone else to validate it for me. And, you know, I didn't recognize it at the time, but, like, I was so hurt that none of that mattered. I just wanted to know why I wasn't being given a chance when I know that I can do so much. I could be such a great influence. I could be such a great Sports Illustrated model. On top of the photos, which I take kick-ass photos, and I'm not going to, like, be gentle about that. I take great photos, you know, and then I have this other side of me that is just so different. And for the life of me, I just didn't understand why they weren't picking me. And then Joe was like, we have an idea of what we want in the magazine already. And I was like, okay. You know, people plan out images. I get it. You're just looking for the models that fit it. I get it. I don't fit the image. Fine. I get it. You know, but I was still just kind of sitting there. And I was like, well, this is my third time. Like, this is my last try. And they were like, this shouldn't be your last try. Like, you got to keep trying. And the woman who came just smack dab in the middle of my interview while I was literally in tears, you know, she was like, I tried out for Sports Illustrated 10 times, you know, before I got it, you know, and I looked at that and I'm like, well, that's inspirational. But also, like, you know, it hurts to get rejected 10 times like that. It hurts. It definitely takes a strong person to be able to push through the hurt and keep fighting for something, you know. It's like running a race and always like landing in last place and at some point hoping to get in first place. But after those 10 times, it's hard. It's hard after the 9th time, after the 3rd, 4th, 5th time, after the first time. You know, it's hard to want to keep doing something after you've gotten rejected. And so I left that area. I left that meeting with them because they didn't pick me. Like I said, even that conversation couldn't, you know, force them to change a mind or opinion of me or opinion of, you know, what they perceive of me. And I left. And I was crying. I was sad. I was down. I was bummed out. I was disappointed. I felt like I let myself down. When ultimately it was nothing that I could have done different. You know, I am myself. So actually, I know I didn't. I take that back. I didn't go home. I actually went to the back because I had VIP. I got a drink. I put on my brown bikini because I love that bikini. And I just hung out in the back. You know, I saw a couple of the other models. I just, you know, I let everybody do their thing. I was vibing to myself. Like, I was upset. But I was like, all right, well, I'm going to make the best of being in Miami right now. I'm going to chill, going to have a drink, and vibe out. And that's what I did. And, you know, I shot a couple of pictures with Taylor. I was really happy to do that. That was a great, you know, time. And that is my last experience with SI. You know, I did a video this time around, this summer, pretty much summarizing my entire 2017, 18, and 19 and my journey to become a Sports Illustrated model. And, you know, that didn't get picked up or didn't get picked up yet, or, you know, who knows if it's going to get picked up or if it doesn't. You know, that's fine. I just, you know, I want to encourage the women that are listening to this. I want to encourage anybody, whether it's guy, girl, you know, if you want something and you don't get it, you try again and keep trying and keep trying. But also keep in mind that there are so many other things in the world to explore and to learn and to get excited about and to try, you know. And so don't always get so fixated on one thing, though. It's hard for me to say that because I am very fixated on the idea of being a Sports Illustrated model. And, you know, I feel like they might have even said Sports Illustrated isn't the, you know, end-all, be-all for some. Or I can't remember the exact wording, you know, but that's not one door closing or being cracked or however you want to word it does not stop you from continuously moving. It does not stop you from having other goals or from developing other, or it shouldn't stop you. It shouldn't stop you from having other goals, from developing who you are, from, you know, learning about what you can do and who you can be. You know, you should keep pushing no matter what the situation is. And that's what I told myself. You know, I told myself, all right, you know what? Sports Illustrated isn't happening for me right now. I'm 26. I'll be 27 this year. If I age out, I age out, you know, if that's still a thing. If not, you know, maybe they'll check me out next year. You know, I'm going to be here doing my thing, making the best out of, you know, my life, doing my workshops, doing my podcast, making things a little bit more consistent for you guys. And that's it. You know, but my journey between submitting a video, not even being, you know, having an idea that they were going to pick me, going to New York, meeting the team, doing the interviews, having that time of limelight, you know, not making it, which really put me in a downward spiral, getting out of that, trying again, making another video, going back to the casting, even though they didn't check out the video, and then going, you know, doing the casting and not being selected after an entire early morning of preparation for this event, you know, going home, coming back in 2019, And doing it all again. You know, it takes guts. It takes balls, like lady balls, God, whatever. It takes guts. It takes a lot of confidence, and that's what you need to have going into this. Going into the Sports Illustrated casting, have some confidence. Have some people that you love and adore that support you, that you have, you know, at the end of the casting. You know, I want you to breathe when you go in there. Take your time. Explain who you are. Let them get to know you. Smile. Be comfortable. You know, be yourself at the end of the day. Be hydrated. Don't be tired. Drink water. Don't drink the night before. Bring a swimsuit just in case. You never know. I always carry a swimsuit with me when I'm going to a swimmer casting because it just makes sense, though it is not required. Just make sure you're ready. You know, ready to move, you know, ready, be prepared to move forward in the competition. Also be prepared to not move forward in the competition. You know, be prepared for both, and don't let the end result of the competition define what you feel about yourself or define what you think about yourself, because at the end of the day, you were badass before the casting. You're going to be badass after the casting. You were beautiful before the casting. You're going to be beautiful outside of the casting, after the casting. You were amazing and talented and smart before the casting. After the casting, you are still amazing and beautiful and smart. Okay? So keep that in mind. And I have to tell myself that. You know, it's nobody can uplift you like you. And some people have people that uplift them. My grandmother, you know, she uplifts me. Some people have their partner, their girlfriend, their boyfriend, their husband, their wife, their spouse, you know, that complicated situation, that situationship, the brother, the sister, the mom, the dad, you know, your pet. If you talk to your pets, you know, you have people that you should have to support you going into this because it is a challenge. Don't ever think less of yourself because you didn't make it to a certain point in a particular competition. Be strong, be confident, and be fierce. Be amazing. You did not let yourself down by coming out there and casting. You're not ugly. You're not fat. You're not any of that. You're not any negative label you put on yourself. You are you. And that's beautiful because nobody else is you. And that sounds cliche, but if you just take a step back and on your good days, even on your bad days, your you is amazing. Your you compares to no one else because no one else can be you. There is no comparison. Keep that in mind. Whatever it is you're going for, if it's a boating competition, if it's a dance competition, if it's an online magazine submission, if it's an agency, you will be told, no, that's okay. But you need to be able to move forward, stay confident, stay strong, and keep moving, guys. Literally, and I feel like I say that on every podcast, and it's hard, you know, to keep moving. I get that. I completely get that it's hard to keep moving, but you have to do it. I mean, who else is going to do it if you don't do it? And that's my thing. Nobody's gonna promote Aubrey Ebony if Aubrey Ebony does not promote herself. Nobody's gonna support Aubrey Ebony if Aubrey Ebony don't support herself. You know, like, you gotta do it, guys. You gotta do it. But I feel like I'm ranting at this point in the podcast. So those are my tips, my survival guide, 101 Sports Illustrated casting. Just be prepared, be confident, be safe, be smart, and you got it. This is the Model Counselor Podcast. I am your host, Aubrey Ebony, and thank you for listening.